Hello, welcome back to my podcast. I realized in my last one I wasn't being that loud and the audio was kind of scratchy. So I was like, okay, well, that's kind of bad. What am I gonna do when my podcast career goes to Spotify and 100 people listen per day? Not per day, more like per week. I'm not gonna upload to podcasts per day, bruh, no. How am I supposed to think of something, like, every day? That must be so tiring, bro. Like, day 49 of podcasting each day. My opinion on seafood. Like, bruh, boring. Like, I feel like the first ones would be kind of cool. They'd be like, well, one time I smoked weed and then I banged a girl. And everybody'd be like, whoa! But then when they got to, like, episode 50, they'd be like, my opinion on shoelaces. Like, oh my god. Anyways, I don't know why I started doing this. It's just... oh, my earbud fell out my ear. No! It's not like I can hear myself anyways. Like, if I could hear myself, that'd be a whole lot better. Because then I'd know how loud I'm being and stuff. But anyways. So, I was going around this app. And I was like, well, I bet this is a place where people are just, like, doing random things and stuff. So, the first one I checked out, I searched the word help in the line. And there was, like, this person, and it was like, help me, help me. I was like, huh? And I was like, okay, yeah, that's cool, you do you. And then the second one was this black guy talking all smooth. He was like, the first time, I think I was 11, it was the first time I smoked weed. And I was like... bro, this dude cool as hell. Can you swear on a podcast? Sorry, I'm just gonna keep doing that every time I swear. Anyways, and I was like, well, I want to be smooth and cool like that one black guy was, but I also want to be chaotic and, like, weird like that other one was. And I don't really have many examples. I bet everybody's cool and smooth like that other person, but... I don't know. I feel like I can just be your go-to, like, crazy podcast with crazy stories. And it's just kind of cool. Like, sometimes I just talk to myself and I'm like, I should start a podcast. I feel like it'd be better if, like, I was just talking to somebody else. Because then you'd actually have conversation topics and you wouldn't have to think of stuff off the top of your head. And, yeah. The main reason I wanted to start a podcast was because I have a lot of thoughts. Too many thoughts, to be exact. And I can think, like, 15 thoughts in, like, 10 seconds. Like, oh, here's a theory. Old people get dementia and Alzheimer's. Timers? Alzheimer's? Alzheimer's. I don't know how the fuck to... can you swear on a podcast? I don't know how to pronounce it. Because I've never had to say the word before. But anyways, old people get that. Because what if... You've retained... Is that the right word? Retain? You've put so much information into your brain... that your brain just implodes and makes you start forgetting everything. And the media doesn't want you to know that. Oh my god, am I gonna start becoming one of those podcasts who are like, there are lizard people, the government, the Illuminati? Bruh, I'd hate that. But also, I'd kind of love that at the same time. Kind of iconic. That was the first time I have ever said iconic, and I hated that. And now I've said it twice. Man, I'm digging a grave for myself, for real. Anyways, what was I talking about before then? I don't know, I feel like I couldn't be, like, a real podcaster, because, like, I'd be talking and then I'd get sidetracked. And then I'd be like, what would I be like? Oh, yeah. I'd be like, well, what was I saying? What did I just say? What was I talking about? Like, it's not my fault I have memory loss, bro. Like, I don't know why I have memory loss, but I do. I wasn't even dropped on a head as a kid, bro. Like, for real. Anyways, so the main reason I wanted to start a podcast was I told you the first reason and the second reason, bro. So when Rob Lowe started a podcast, I was like, yo, that is some good shit right there. Can you swear on a podcast? And I listened to it for about, like, I don't know, 5 weeks straight, every week's episode. And then I kind of was like, I'm not really in my outsiders phase anymore. So I'm just gonna leave. Because at that time, I was like really into comedians and like the outsiders and stuff. And then I was like, huh. Like 6 months later, I was like, huh. The outsiders. John Mulaney. That's kind of cool. So then here I am again. Here I am again. And I tried to catch up on all the episodes I didn't listen to, and I was like, bro, these are a lot of episodes, because I stopped listening like back in July of 2020, and I think he started it in like June. Yeah. And I was like, I have a lot to catch up on. And I realized that he has a lot of sports people on. And okay, notice how I didn't have anything to talk about until I started talking about Rob Lowe. That's really weird. Anyways, so then I was, what was I talking about? I know what I was talking about. Don't tell me what I was talking about, but I forgot where I was at. Yeah, that's what I should have said. Where was I at instead of what was I talking about? Oh my God. So where was I? Oh yeah, so then I started trying to catch up with the episodes, and I was like, that's a lot of episodes. And so I was like watching them. Is watching the right word? I was listening to them. And then I was like, this is just too much to catch up on. So then I was like, you know what? I'm just gonna find the people with names that I do know and listen to those first. And then the people I don't know. And I was like, oh yeah. And then one day in the mall, I passed by a GNC and I was like, hey mom, did you know that they came out with all these new powders, like Reese's cups and stuff? Because he has that as his, like, sponsor for like whenever I was listening to it. And then my mom was like, bro, I do not care. And I was like, well, you don't listen to Rob Lowe's podcast. And she was like, I know that. And why would I? And then one day she asked me, she's like, do you prefer the old Rob Lowe or the new Rob Lowe? And I was like, obviously the new one, although the old Rob Lowe was pretty cute, not gonna lie. Oh my God, I saw this one TikTok and it was like, why man so cute if he's old enough to be my father? And I was like, bro, felt that though, because like Ralph Macchio? Macchio? Much? I've never learned how to say his last name. But bro, for real, like, goddamn. Anyways, getting sidetracked again. So then my mom's like, well, I ordered something for you. And I was like, oh God, what is it? Because whenever she orders me stuff, it's kind of not really like the things I'm looking for in a way. Because like one time my grandmother from Florida, she ordered me this sweatshirt for like Stranger Things, and it was like, why be a 10 when you can be an 11? And I was like, I mean, it's not that bad, but it's not really what I was looking for. And that's why I have like a wish list, so people know what I'm asking for. Anyways, so she gets me a shirt, and I'm like, Oh God, what could the shirt have on it? It could be like some weird fan art, it could be some words, it could be like, I don't know, a book? Why would it be a book? Anyways, so I look at the shirt and it's a shirt of like Rob Lowe's face, and I'm like, well, damn, I actually kind of like this. And then I was like, thank mom. And she like, you're welcome. And she was like, yeah, I was kind of like thinking about getting you this Rob Lowe coloring book. And I was like, oh. And then she was like, but I was also thinking about getting you one of his books of like stories I only tell like my friends or something like that, whatever it's called. And then she goes on to tell me that a lot of like Hollywood actors have made books like that. And I'm like, okay. And she's like, I don't know. And I'm like, okay. But I wore it to Walmart. And literally everybody would not stop looking at me. I was like, ma'am, sir, could you mind your own business and not look at my shirt? And then when I got home, I was like, maybe I don't want to wear this in public. I mean, I want to wear it in public. It's just a whole bunch of people were staring at me, and I was like, bro, why? Which makes me think I wouldn't be a good pop star because, like, everybody on stage would be staring at me, and I'd just be like, oh, well, why is everyone staring at me? Oh, yeah, because I'm on stage singing, duh. Oh, one time I was in a play. It was like Alice in Wonderland Junior, and there were like 1,000 people in the audience, and I wasn't Rose, like the flower, I was Violet. And I was like, oh, well, I don't like that because, like, I don't know, back then I wanted to get Rose because it was like my name or something. But I think Violet had more lines or something. I don't know. And I ended up doing like really well. And yeah. Anyway, so time to talk to you about my outsider's obsession. So basically, it started back in eighth grade. Back when my teacher, my hip, cool English teacher, kind of young, like 25 to, no, like 21 to 26, maybe. And she was like, okay, we're gonna read this book called The Outsiders. And I was like, the Outsiders? I don't wanna read that. What could that book possibly have for me? And then she's like, you'll like it. Everybody likes it. And she meant by more like the girls like it, and the boys were like, why are all these hot men in a book in a movie? And all the girls were like, oh my God. So we read the book. And then my friend was like, I have a spoiler for you. Johnny dies. And I didn't really care at that time. I was like, oh no, a spoiler. And I didn't really like the book. Well, I liked the book. I just didn't really pay that much attention to it because I was more paid attention to like my friends in the class and stuff. But then when she put on the movie, yeah, I paid attention so much, bro. Like, basically, the movie started, and I was like, why are all these men hot? Why men hot? And then, like, everybody was talking about, well, more like the girls were talking about who their favorite was, and I was like, I don't know. I kind of like that boy with the brown hair. And then everybody was like, huh? And I was like, huh? And then I learned his name and I was like, oh, Pony Boy. And then everybody was like, did you not pay attention to the book? And I was like, no, who did? And then everybody was like, yeah, true. And then basically, as the movie went on, I was like, oh no, man, Johnny's gonna die. And ooh, so I'm following this person on TikTok, which whole account is dedicated to the outsiders, basically. And they're a simp for Soda Pop, obviously. But like, she posted like videos of like the outsiders' sayings as inspirational quotes. And there were these ones by Johnny. And I was like, bro, why did I not notice those? Because one was like, nah, too fat. And I was like, poop. And then the other one was like, man, I could really use a weed right now. And I was like, bro. Those were just really funny, and they were the only ones that I noticed. And then they posted a like clip of every single one of the quotes, and I was like, how did I never notice those? So where was I? Oh yeah. So then we get to the part where Johnny dies, and I'm over there. I'm like, bro, don't die. Do not die. If you die, I'm gonna kill you. Which is ironic, right? And if you die, I'm gonna. Okay. And then he dies. And I'm like, bro. And then I start crying. And then everybody around me is like, why are you crying? And I'm like, I'm a sensitive person. And then the movie like ends, and I'm like, eh, this is gonna have no effect on me whatsoever. And then when COVID happened, I was like, I'm bored. How about some wet pad? And I don't know how I really figured out that there were like X readers for like everybody, but somehow I did. And then went the downward spiral slash obsession of the outsiders for me. And I mostly read Ponyboy and Johnny X readers because they're the two that I'm most interested in. I sometimes read 2-Bit and Soda Pop ones, but oh, and I occasionally read Steve too. Because Dally and Dairy are just they don't do it for me. And I worry that my obsession is just gonna, like, not gonna go away. And I'm gonna get older. And I'm gonna get too old for the ones that I like. So I'm gonna have to move on to the ones that I don't like. And I'm just gonna be like, oh, no. And then basically, I'm gonna be like, welp, this is my life now. And okay, so when I decorate my new room, I swear I'm gonna have a full-on cardboard cutout of fucking Johnny. Or Ponyboy. Either or. Probably both. Because, bro, I totally have those. And then people are gonna walk in my room and be like, who the fuck is that? Can you swear on a pod? Who is that? And then I'm gonna be like, ah, you ever seen The Outsiders? And they're gonna be like, no. And I'm gonna be like, oh, never mind then. And okay, so this, every time I meet a guy, I'm always like, please be into The Outsiders, please. And then they're like, what's The Outsiders? And I'm like, and then I just like crumble into pieces because I met another guy that doesn't like The Outsiders. And then one time I thought I met a guy that liked The Outsiders, but no, it was a girl. And I was like, bro. But that's better than having nobody that likes The Outsiders and have nobody to talk about it with. And I was on Discord and there was this, I put my name in one of the servers as a simp for Ponyboy Curtis. And then somebody DM'd me and was like, I felt that. And then like they show me their drawings of like Dally and I forgot who else it was, but anyways, I've never had somebody to talk about The Outsiders with because all the people that like it, I'm not friends with. And it's just, well, how am I supposed to talk about it with somebody if nobody talks about it with me? Like, for real. Ooh, and now I'm just gonna go on talking about 80s movies. Okay, so the first ones that I watched after The Outsiders was Karate Kid because I had Netflix. And I was like, movies that Ralph Macchio is in. I think it is Macchio. I think it is. And it was like Karate Kid. And I was like, oh, whoa, Karate Kid. So then I watched one and two. And I didn't watch three because I didn't have enough attention span. And for some reason, in the mental hospital, I also watched a bit of the one with Jaden Smith in it. I know, right? That one's weird. But anyways, where was I? At least I didn't say what was I talking about that time, like for real. Oh yeah, Karate Kid. And so I watched one and two and I was like, bro, Daniel and fucking what's that dude's name? What is the dude's name? Oh my God. I'm just having to sit here in silence when I can't think of the name. Oh my God. Okay. The blonde guy. The blonde guy who he goes up against. Anyways. And I was like, bro, he kinda hot. Oh, his name was Johnny. So then I was like, eh. So then, oh, speaking of Karate Kid, I watched like a couple of season one, a couple of episodes. Oh my God, a couple of season one, huh? A couple of episodes of season one of Cobra Kai, and I was like, bro, whoa. And I'm wondering, like, huh? Because like, okay, I've seen screenshots of like the dude, the original like karate guy, the original karate guy. The one that's like 74 now from the original studio. Oh, and I have a Cobra Kai t-shirt and I have two boxes of Cobra cakes. And I drew a drawing of the Cobra Kai logo, but then it got torn up. And I was like, my prized possession. No. So that's just like 4 hours of my life wasted. No, like more like what, an hour and 30 minutes, 'cause it took me like three episodes to do it. I don't know. So where was I? Oh yeah, 80s and 90s movies. So then I watched, what did I watch? Oh yeah, I watched St. Elmo's Fire. Because that was back when I started to listen to Rob Lowe's podcast again. And I was like, yo, this is kind of fire. And that one guy who was uptight and was fighting for that girl with the other guy, I was like, yo, he kind of hot. He was also in Breakfast Club, I think. Yeah, he was the bad guy. He was like the bad boy. He wasn't the bad guy. He was just the bad boy. Then what was I? Oh yeah. So I watched St. Elmo's Fire, and my favorite scene is the scene of that girl where she's just like in her room and she's like, oh no, my life is going under. What am I supposed to do now? And then Rob Lowe was like, nobody thought that the go-go girl of the 80s thing was for you. We all knew that you were crumbling on the inside. And I was like, oh. And then everybody else was like, and why was she trying to freeze herself to death? That's such a weird way to die. Like, open a window. Oh no, I'm dying. Anyways, though her apartment was like banger, bro. Like, for real, I would love that apartment. Anyways, so then at the end of it, he kisses the girl, and I'm like, oh, And then he goes off on a train. And I'm like, is that it? Is that the end of the movie? Why? Why does he come back? Oh my god. My other favorite scene is the sax solo. Because he talks about that in his podcast, about where the president was like, Bill Clinton, he was like, I want you to do a sax solo with me. And then Rob Lowe was like, uh-oh, I don't know how to play the saxophone. That was funny. When I first listened to that, I was dying. Anyways, I'm currently making this podcast at 5:18 in the morning, while my mom is getting up to get ready for work. And she's gonna like walk by and she's gonna be like, hello? And I'm gonna be like, hi, making a podcast. Anyways, another movie that I watched was The Breakfast Club. I mentioned that earlier. And by earlier, I mean like probably like a minute ago. But I watched it on one of these illegal movie websites because I got a browser that doesn't allow Google to track you. Because when I tried searching up Breakfast Club full movie on Google, it was like, here's a bunch of websites that might give you the full movie, but it won't, because that's piracy. You're not gonna pay for the movie. Oh my god, I had an opportunity once to watch The Breakfast Club on TV. My grandmother was like, hey, The Breakfast Club. And I was like, who's in it? And she was like, people. And I was like, if any of those aren't from The Outsiders, I do not care. Even though Emilio Estevez was in it. Estevez. Anyways. And I tried to watch like a little bit of it, but I was like bored, and then like I just like left the room. And I'm so mad at past me, because like I could have had the chance to watch it for free without having to pay for it. And not having to wait for like 6 months just to find out I can watch it on an illegal website. But then, okay, you want to know the bullshit? Can I swear on a podcast? You want to know the absolute garbage that happened right after I watched it on a legal website? I found out that they just put it on Peacock. I was like, what? So you're telling me I didn't have to look at all those ads? Those pop-up ads while I was watching the movie? And because I had Peacock because I was trying to watch Saved by the Bell. And it was weird, like, they were, like, such babies when the show first started. Anyways, so I watched The Breakfast Club, and it starts off, and it was like, hey, 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 whoa, 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 you know, like, the start of the Victorious episode. Bro, that Victorious episode was so hilarious. I didn't get it until after I watched The Breakfast Club. Like, you gotta watch The Breakfast Club to get the references in the Victorious episode. And the part where she opens the lockers for the burritos, and then Robbie's like, or is it tacos? Yeah, it's tacos. And Robbie's like, tacos. Do you approve of this? It's tacos. And I was like, oh, it's the thing for, because of the weed, because they can't have drugs, because it's Nickelodeon. And then there was also, like, that weird part with the toes and shit, because, you know, are you allowed to swear? Because it's Nickelodeon, and Dan Schneider was, like, had a foot fetish and stuff. But, so anyways, I was watching The Breakfast Club, and I know, I'm just gonna keep starting with that when I keep on getting sidetracked, but I was watching The Breakfast Club. Yo, the people on the screen are probably like, just get on with it, and I'm like, okay, I'm getting on with it. So I was watching it. See, I didn't say Breakfast Club. Okay, I'll stop stalling! So I was watching it, and I was like, huh, that girl over there, you know, the one that's, like, really quiet, I was like, she's kinda hot. Like, I'm not gay, but she's kinda hot. And then like Amelia was like a bro, the jock, and the girl was like girly girl, stuff, and then the bad boy was like, I'm hot, haha, I'm going to go under the table and look at your panties. And I was like, huh? Oh, and I never watched the end of The Breakfast Club because I was watching it on those illegal websites and I had to go somewhere. So I couldn't pause the movie. And I was like, okay, so I'm just never gonna watch the end of it? Oh, I could just watch the end of it on Peacock, if Peacock still has it. I don't know. I haven't gone on Peacock in a while because I stopped trying to watch Saved by the Bell. Because it is for me. It's just there's too many episodes. I have a short attention span. And then there was that scene where the purse and the. Okay, I didn't get that far into the movie, as you could tell, because I don't even remember what's in the purse. But I do remember when they were smoking the weed. But that's basically to the point where I stopped because I had to go somewhere. So I've never seen the end, and I've never seen the scene where he's dancing through like the library, because apparently that's on Victorious episode 2, where Andre's dancing through the library, and I was like, yeah, that's cool. Okay, another movie I have watched. I tried to watch 16 Candles. Was it 16? Yeah, 16 Candles. I don't know. 16 something. It was either 16 Wishes or 16 Candles. No, 16 Wishes was a 2000s Disney movie. 16 Candles was an 80s movie. Okay, yeah. Or was it a 90s? I can't tell what's 80s or 90s. They look the same. They sound the same. They are the same. Except for the 90s was a whole lot different. It's just the movies were the same, but the movies were different. I don't make sense, okay? Anyways. So then I watched the beginning of it, and the girl was like, oh, do you have any, I don't know. She was like, do you have anything to say to me? And then the family was like, we don't know it's your birthday because we forgot. Ha 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 ha. And then the girl's like, ah! And then the mom's like, go to school! And then she's like, ah! But that's basically all I watched of it because short attention span. And I only wanted to watch it because it had that girl and that really cute nerd guy from The Breakfast Club. Oh, bro, he's like really cute. Anyways. And I recognized him from something before, and I was like, huh? I recognize him. I recognize him. Why do I recognize him? And I kept on trying to search for why I recognized him. But I think it was just because of how I've always looked at like 80s and movies and 90s movies from like on Google to see what I want to watch. And yeah. 33 minutes. Wow. My last one was only like 7 because I had nothing to talk about. But now that I'm talking about my interests, I can talk about something. I could have done a sponsorship at the beginning of this. I am stupid. Anyways, back to what I was talking about. Oh, and there's this really cool movie. Like inspired by like the 50s. It's called Flipped. It is such a good movie, bro. It's about this girl who sees this guy moving in. I didn't watch it that long ago, and it is one of my favorite movies ever. And then she's like, hi, I like you. You're not gonna like me back for about like 15 years, but I like you. And then the guy's like, I don't like you. Go away. And then he's gonna like destroy her eggs, and then she's gonna be like, my eggs, my life, boo hoo, cry sad. And then he's like, yeah, she's totally gonna bet on me at that thingy. And then she was like, I bet on this nerdy kid. And then the guy was like, oh. I don't remember the names of the people in the movies, unless I'm, like, really obsessed with it. Anyways. So then he was like, he gets up, and then the girl's like, wait, where are you going? You're supposed to be talking to me and my daddy's money. And then he gets up, and he's like, I need to talk to you. And then she's like, what? And then he, like, leans in to kiss her, and then she's like, no, not like this. And then she, like, bikes all the way home, and then he's, like, knocking on her door and calling her phone for, like, 2 weeks. Like, that must have gotten so annoying. Her name was Julie, wasn't it? I don't know. And then he plants a tree, and then she's like, hey, I like you again. And he's like, I've liked you for 3 months. Ha ha ha. I basically spoiled the whole movie. Oh no. You can't watch it now. Well, I left out a whole lot of details. But I just spoiled the whole movie. Oh no. Anyways, now to talk about my other favorite movies. Donnie Darko. I recommend this movie so much. It's about this schizophrenic guy, where at the beginning, he like ends up at this golf field. If I keep talking about movies, I'm gonna keep spoiling the endings. Oh no. Okay, I'll try not to spoil the ending. You can like yell at me through the screen all you want, but I feel like I'm still gonna spoil the ending. The ending is really good, I really wanna tell you. I know nobody's gonna listen to this, but, like, I don't wanna spoil the ending. No, I'm gonna spoil it for you anyways, because you deserve it. No, you don't, but I'm still gonna spoil it because I love talking about this. So, then he starts seeing this rabbit, and he's like, the rabbit's like, ha ha ha, you're schizophrenic, ha ha ha, kill people, do things to the school. And then this girl starts talking to him, and he's like, oh, I like this girl. And then the girl's like, I like this guy. And then, what happens next? I'm gonna skip a whole bunch of details and go right to the end. So then, they're at a date in the movies. And then, the bunny is in the seat next to them. And then, the schizophrenic guy looks over. Wait, why did I say the schizophrenic guy? I should just say Donnie. Or is that his name? I'm telling you, I can't remember. I'm just gonna call him Donnie, whether that is his name or not. Okay? Okay. I should have said capiche, capiche. I love when people say that. Anyways. So then, Donnie's like, where was I? Y'all are probably so annoyed by me right now. And by y'all, I mean, like, nobody's gonna listen to this. Like, for real? Okay, my Gen Z side comes out when I have nothing to talk about or I can't remember things. But, like, the interesting, like, you know, like, I don't use any slang words when I'm talking about, like, things I actually want to talk about. Which is weird for some reason. Anyways, where was I? So then Donnie looks over at the guy. And then the bunny takes the head off. And it's this guy. And he's like, who are you? And then the bunny's like, yeah, you'll figure out. So then he exits the movie theater because, like, she falls asleep or something. Wait. Huh? No. Or I think that was the end of the... No? I'm sorry. I watched this way too long ago. I cannot remember any details. Anyways, he basically ends up running over the bunny. And he... like, is like, oh, no. And then he has one wish from like this grandmother, the like creepy old house or something. And then like time goes backwards. And then he's like in bed. And then the airplane jet drops right on him. And I'm like, yo, that's such a beautiful ending to the movie. Anyways, and here's my last favorite movie of all time. It's called Super Dark Times. And it's about these two best friends. Jeez, I don't remember much about this either. I watched the two a whole long time ago. I actually watched Donnie Darko on YouTube, and I watched Super Dark Times on Netflix. I was gonna rewatch it a couple of weeks ago, but I realized they took it off Netflix, and I was like, you motherfucker. Can you swear on a podcast? Anyways, so it's about these two best friends and these two other guys. And the guy with the glasses, the cute one, ends up like killing, I think, the both of them? I don't know. And then he ends up in his room playing video games for like a week, maybe like weeks, I don't know. And then he shows up to this party and he's like, weed. And then the best friend's like, dude, what's happened to you? And then he ends up killing more people. And then the best friend catches him. And then he gets, like, taken away. And, bro, that movie was so good. Anyways, so those are basically all of my favorite movies. I've talked about The Outsiders. I've talked about some 80s and 90s movies that I've watched. I don't even know if I talked about any 90s movies. I can't tell the difference. I told you earlier. I talked about Donnie Darko, Flipped, and Super Dark Times. So yeah, this is where I'm gonna end my podcast, and I'm surprised that I haven't made any mess ups. Like, I think it's because I was actually talking about stuff that I'm actually interested in. And how should I end my podcast? Because last time I just said, well, it wasn't really like a podcast episode. It was just like a tester. You know, I didn't plan this one out either. I just like started talking about Rob Lowe, and I was like, oh yeah, that's a good topic. I know about that. Because I don't know much about the Dream SMP, bro. I don't know much about anything, but if you're talking about The Outsiders, I know everything, bro. For real. Okay, I know I need to end it now. I'm sorry. So, this is the end of my podcast. I'll see y'all next episode. Bye.